All right, Brett, thank you very much. I guess there's a significant football game also involving a Columbus team later tonight, collegiately?
Can't think of one off the top. Oh, yeah, the Ohio State Buckeyes are out there in Norman, Oklahoma.
They are, yeah.
Take on the Sooners. Should be a fun one to watch later this evening. As Brent was saying in our pregame show, it's nice to go home and sit back in the recliner, hopefully coming off a Panthers win. And we'll watch that other team that plays football here in Columbus.
Women's volleyball team going to spike it at 5 p.m. here today.
I can dig
Walsh.
It.
That was good. I'm going to try and take some of that in before the day is over and then get home in time to take in a little more college football tonight. Second half coming up. Ohio Dominican's going to get the football here and be imperative to come out here and take advantage of getting the ball to start the third quarter as a they're trailing right now by a score of 10-3. Any other thoughts about something ready to go here for our second half?
The only thing that caught my ear there coming out of the break was the Northwood Ferris State score right now. Northwood up 10-0 on the vaunted Ferris State Bulldogs. That would be a huge shakeup in the conference.
Early in that one.
Very early. Very, very early.
Panthers will be on the road next week taking on Saginaw Valley. The Cardinals hosted the Panthers late last year. I'm not excited about another road game at night that's not close. However, I'll take it in September rather than late October, or early November that we had to make it last year, because that was not pleasant weather that day.
It was chilly.
Yes, it was. Justin Davis, Asaias Chapman are back to receive the kickoff. That's going to come from our right, so the Panthers, they will have the ball to start the third, but they will be going into the wind, so they'll have the benefit of the wind come fourth quarter, unless it somehow drastically changes. So the ball is teed up. Kickoff is away. It'll drift into the end zone where Asaias Chapman will watch it go, and to the 25-yard line is where the football will come. So let's see how the Panthers attack this offensively. I thought early in the game, first couple of possessions, the play calling was outstanding. Really mixing up the plays, getting the run game involved. And we'll see if we get a little bit of the same here in this third quarter. Panthers in the all-black headgear on Veterans Appreciation Day here today at Ohio Dominican. They are going with a special red, white, and blue-striped D-paw decal on the side of the headgear that looks fantastic. I wonder how I can steal one of those for the day's over. First down and 10 from the 25-yard line. And Grant Russell to throw on first down. Over here to Dar Stanford. Caught it at the 31. Broke a tackle 35. Out to the 39-yard line. That'll be a throw and catch of 14 yards. Dar Stanford, who had a career day last week, 166 yards receiving on 9 catches. And it could have been a much bigger day, too. He and Grant just missed a couple of times for Saturday night.
Yeah, nice way to come out of the halftime, get a first down right there on the first play from scrimmage.
First down at 10 from the 38-yard line, and Russell over here. Boy, look at the wind affect that pass, but it was still caught. And that is Matt Petrella with his first catch of the season, and that'll be a pickup of 4 or 5. Grant kind of got bumped by Justin Davis, and then when he threw it, that ball went all sorts of different directions.
Floated right on out there. I think the wind is about as strong as it has been all afternoon.
Second down after a gain of 5. Panthers going left to right here in the third quarter, trailing 10-3. Russell hands Justin Davis, but they've got this play blown up. Nowhere to go. Loss on the play coming up. It's going to be all the way back to the 39-yard line. No chance up front that time as Marvin Wright came up and made the tackle that time for Michigan Tech. Aaron Stevens was doing his best, but could not hold off Marvin Wright at a loss of 4 to make it 3rd and 9.
Yeah, and the Panthers are in a situation that they weren't really in much in the first half. Is 3rd and long. Got a lot of positive yardage on 1st and 2nd downs there in the first half, and not too many 3rd and long situations converted on 6 of 9 attempts in the first half, so they did pretty well in that regard, but got a long way to go here.
Need the 48-yard line. Tech dancing around. They're only going to rush 3. Grant will step out to his left, going to try and run for it. Head of steam, and he's got it. How about that effort by Grant Russell? There were 2 guys waiting for him, including Marvin Wright again, and Grant, you know, he's not a small quarterback either, 6'4", 215. Nice burst of speed into the Tech 48-yard line for a first down.
And I like this little wrinkle that this offense is showing now. But I know going into last season, we thought he might be more of a running quarterback than his predecessor, Mark Miller, and we've seen a little bit more of that this season.
Davis on the zone read. Nice carry up into the hole. Marvin Wright will make the tackle, but not before Justin Davis gains 8 to the 41 of Michigan Tech. You think Justin Davis is the perfect type of running back against this style of defense. They're kind of a big defense. You want those quick hitters in the hole, not a lot of dancing. And Justin Davis having a nice game here today. He'll check out and say, well, it looks like Colson will spell him in the backfield. On second down now and 3 yards to go. 4 receivers on this, 2 to either side. Speed option. Russell keeps after the fake pitch. Big yardage, 35 ahead to the 33-yard line. 8 more for Grant Russell. First time he has kept this year on the speed option and made a great little fake on that pitch and got both Husky defenders to go that way.
Yeah, believe it or not, Todd, Grant is the leading rusher in this game so far for the Panthers. 43 yards on the ground on 8 carries, doing a really nice job getting some positive yards with his feet.
And Russell will throw it out to the left. It'll be caught by David Turner at the 29-yard line. Short gain, only 3, and first career reception for freshman David Turner out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. It took him until week 3 to finally make that first catch. He's been lined up out there a lot and used in special teams as well. And Turner makes his first catch and all the way to the 29-yard line is where they officially spot it. So it's actually a pickup of 4. Colson remains in the backfield, and Russell will give it to him. Up into the hole, to the 30, to the 25, to the 24. 5 more, and right at the first down marker, just a little shy. And so the Panthers will have third down and short. I really like it. It hasn't mattered if it's been Davis, Chapman, or Colson. I'm assuming they've been coached up. Hey, no dancing today, boys.
Right.
Hit that hole and get in there, and they've all done that. Davis now will replace Colson in the backfield on a third and short. They go with the bigger back. They go 2 tight ends as Matt Barber joins Aaron Stevens on the line of scrimmage. Third and less than a yard for ODU. Now Justin Davis lines up to the left of Grant Russell. They'll run that way, and the Huskies have the play blown up, and it's going to be a loss of a yard or 2 as Grant Russell tried to run off the left side, and the Panthers, no hesitation here. They will go for it on what will be 4th down and 2.
Yeah, it makes sense with the wind blowing right in their face like that. Going left to right, the wind's blowing right to left. Justin Bonchak, I know they have the utmost confidence in him, but he's only had 1 field goal attempt this year that happened earlier in this game. Of course, he was able to connect on it, but going into the wind and with the chance to get this ball game tied, they're going for it.
4th down and a long 2. Got to get to the 23-yard line for a first down. Colson to the left of Grant Russell. They will fake it to him. Grant will keep it up into the hole, and he'll muscle his way for a Panther first down. When he got up into the hole, I wasn't sure. And it wasn't until his 6'4 frame fell down that I was convinced that he had enough for another ODU first down.
A lot of traffic there up the middle, and Grant just was able to keep his feet moving and enough to get that first down.
So at the 23-yard line, first down Panthers, trailing 10-3. Russell will take it, play action pass, going to roll to the right, looking downfield. Now will throw late and out of bounds. He got knocked down on the play as well. Incompletion will bring up 2nd down and 10. Good defense. Boy, they had man-to-man coverage back there, and everybody was stride for stride with their receivers, and Grant made the smart play throwing it out of bounds.
That's kind of what I was talking about earlier here before the half started, was the maturity of Grant Russell and how he's really been able to come along as a quarterback and think like a quarterback and make all the right decisions, and made the right decision there by getting rid of the ball out of bounds.
2nd down and 10 from the 23. Grant looking left. R. Stanford towards the end zone. Reaches up into the air. In fact, make it Jacob Mercier. He's inbound for an Ohio Dominican touchdown. Grant with a perfect pass to Jacob Mercier, and they're a point after away from tying the game.
Just a little streak route up there on the far side along the sideline, and kind of looked like one of those little fade patterns, and Mercier was able to reel it in with the defender's hand in his face. Incredible concentration by Jacob Mercier to bring in the pass and reel it in and get into the end zone and put the Panthers within a point after attempt at tying this thing.
Justin Bonchak out. Austin Ernst, backup quarterback, will put it down. That all looks good. Bonchak's kick is also good. Timeout on the field. 9:52 to play, third quarter. New score, Ohio Dominican 10, Michigan Tech 10 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. Score update for you, start of the second half, Saginaw Valley 10, Walsh 10. And Matt, I know you were interested in that score, Ferris State at Northwood. Northwood on top 10-7, Ferris State just scored in the second quarter, 14-20 to go in that one. ODU tied with Michigan Tech. Let's go back to Todd and Matt.
All right, thanks for the update there, Brent. Justin Boncheck has the ball teed up to our left. Going to be kicking into the wind. 9:52 to play, third quarter. Game knotted up at 10, and Justin will send it to the far sideline where Henderson will field it inbounds at the 11. Comes to this side of the field, up the middle 20, 25, out near the 27-yard line, and both halves. The first possession for ODU, very nice possessions. Three last time, seven this time.
Impressive drive for the Panthers to open up that second half that went 12 plays, 75 yards in 5 minutes and 8 seconds. Of course, Grant Russell connecting with Jacob Mercier for 22 yards for the touchdown, and Justin Poncheck's point after was good to knot this game at 10 with 9:46 to go here in the third quarter.
And for Jacob Mercier, his first career rush or receiving touchdown. From the 29, first out of 10, Tech tie game. John Williams running back, runs up into the hole. Cameron Cole got a hold of him and was being run over in the process. And Williams is going to rip off 7 quick yards. And on the first down play, John Williams, one of two running backs we saw in that first half, he and Kevin Miller. And then they would also float in the fullback, Alex Sherbanow. Second down and 3 for Michigan Tech. The Huskies in the all-white look going right to left here today. Out of the pistol, Callie will roll this side, throw it over here. That'll be caught by Fisher at the 42-yard line and a first down. I beg your pardon, David Falish, junior wide receiver, will make the reception for a Michigan Tech first down. They actually spot it at the 41-yard line, and the Huskies will have a chain-moving play there on the quick pitch and catch. Wow, Brandon Cowie, interesting story. Career passing numbers over 2,500 yards in his career. Only 21 touchdowns against 12 interceptions last year and this year. He started his first 2 years at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. It's hard to look at him now and think that he was a two-time all-second team GLIAC wide receiver. First down, flea flicker coming. Cowie takes the pitch back from the running back, now throws into traffic, and it's incomplete. Gus Dimmerling was in there on the coverage that time against David Walter. Kudos to the Panthers secondary. They did not fight on that play.
Not fooled one bit. They were down the field. They saw the receivers streaking down the field, and each Panther on defense in the secondary was step for step with those Tech Huskies. Getting good pressure up front, too, on Brandon Cowie that kind of forced him to throw the ball, I think, probably a little earlier than he wanted to, and putting the Huskies here at second and long situation.
From their own 41-yard line, offset eye in the backfield, out of the pistol, and Cowie play action, rolls right, throws. This one caught, first down. Falish again in front of Twain Gordon, Jr., who will bounce him out of bounds at the 46 of ODU. That's going to be a pickup of 13 yards and another first down.
It would be nice here if the Panthers could get a stop. Like you mentioned, Todd, the beginning of the game, both teams came out and scored on their first possessions, and Panthers came out here in the second half and scored on their first possession to tie the game. If they could get a stop here and the ball back, it would be ideal to try to actually get a lead in this game.
First down from the 46. Is that the goal? Here's the play action again. Cowie will step up in the pocket. They hit him. Now he's going to try and run. He manages to get positive yardage forward across the 45-yard line for only 2. And back to your point a moment ago, the defensive line, though undersized by a good 25 pounds up there across the board, they're doing a good job now fighting off those blocks and making it a little bit uncomfortable for Brandon Cowie.
Yeah, for whatever they might lack in size, they sure make up for their speed and strength there up on the defensive line. able to get good pressure. I mean, John Williams, we saw a good dose of him in the first half. Only had 38 yards rushing, believe it or not, for as much as we called his name.
Second and eight, quarterback draw. Cowie up into the hole, 40. Demmerling and Cole are there to stop him right at the 40, maybe over the 40 near the 39. Short by 3-plus yards of a first down. And now we're into that third down area where this would be one where the Panthers defense, if they can tighten things up here and get a stop, may get the football back. It was at the end of the first half in this same area of the field that Michigan Tech went for it. However, here in the third quarter, may not do that. They'll split three receivers over here to the left side. That includes Ben Hartley, a freshman wide receiver. First time out there today. Empty backfield for Cowie on third down and three. He will take it. Panthers getting pressure. Demetrius Farmer's got him at the 48 and sacks him right there. Huge sack by Demetrius Farmer, redshirt junior out of Dover. That'll be his second plus sack of the season, and that will force Tech to punt the football.
There's that defensive line we were just praising. Demetrius Farmer able to get that pressure in there and get the first sack on the afternoon on Brandon Cowie to force the Huskies into this punt situation.
And the punt downfield, David Turner saying, everybody get out of the way. It'll bounce at the 10 and get to the goal line, and Tech's going to down it right there. Wow, how about that? You got fans screaming that the defender was in the end zone. He's allowed. It all depends on the football. It has nothing to do with the defender, and Ohio Dominican's going to have it inside their own one-yard line. Tie game 6:04 here in the third quarter.
This might be the worst field position I've ever seen the Panthers in. It looked like the defender had a foot on the white line. So it's
but he's allowed.
Right, it's, so I'm saying it's about as close as you can get. And the nose of the football is right up there on the end zone line, that white line that stretches the field.
High school and college, you can go in. It depends on the ball. The NFL, you may not be in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first and 10, Petrella and Contini will line up at wide receivers over here to the near side. Believe it to say it's Chapman in the backfield. And Aaron Stevens, H-back left. Grant Russell, 4 yards deep in his own end zone, is about to take this snap. Hands it off to Chapman. He just lowers his head and got a yard out near the 2-yard line. So it'll bring up second down and 9 now for Ohio Dominican. Panthers and Huskies have only played now 3 times, and likely the last appearance, unless it would be a postseason game down the road. ODU's first ever game against the Huskies was a trip to Houghton back in 2010, and that didn't end very well. In 2011, Tech made the trip here. That ended not quite as badly, but still both were Michigan Tech wins. Second down, Grant Russell going to run to the left. He's going to get forward near the 5. And the pile will stop right there, so they get a couple more yards. And now it'll be third down. The biggest problem here, Matt, is you've got to figure out a way to get a first down on what will be 3rd and 5, because if you're punting into this win, Tech's going to have tremendous field position.
Yeah, if getting into that win and punting out of the own end zone, I mean, Tech would be able to get into the Panthers' 40-yard line.
Yeah, easily, I would think, yes. Well, let's see what they do and how they're going to attack 3rd and 5. The Panthers will need the 11-yard line for a first. They spread 3 receivers to the near side and 1 to the left. Russell standing at the 1, takes the shotgun snap. They dump it off to Justin Davis. He makes the catch, or beg your pardon, Chapman made the catch, only got back to the line of scrimmage. Grant, not a very good pass as he was being pressured, and Chapman did a good job just catching it off the top of the turf. So it'll be 4th and 5. Panthers will have to punt the football away, and they need a good special teams play here.
Justin Bonchek better have the best punt of his career here in him. He has a long of 50 in his career. He's averaging, coming in, 35 yards per punt.
That's 2 in the first half for an average of 29. And he'll be standing deep in his own end zone. Aaron Stevens does the long snapping for ODU. Play clock already at 7 as they're just getting set. Bonchek standing about 8 yards deep into the end zone. Stevens makes a good pass back, no pressure, and Justin hangs one up into the air. And coming up and fumbling the football, but falling on it immediately, was the return man, Ian Fisher, at the Panthers' 29-yard line. Mm. Again, the way the wind is, not a whole lot that Justin could do there. You know, you would think maybe trying to kick a low one, if you will, but then what happens if you hit a lineman? Now you got all kinds of problems.
Right,
so
right.
You did the best you could there. Michigan Tech will have it. Fisher play in that situation would have been much smarter to let it bounce, but he got lucky. It rolled right back to him, and Michigan Tech will have it first and 10 at the Ohio Dominican 30-yard line. And now you got to go back and credit the Tech special teams for making that play and stopping the ball at the one a moment ago. First down, tie score, 3:54 to play third quarter, and it is a play-action pass. Cowie going to look downfield, throwing in the way of Winky, and he didn't have anybody, so he just overshoots him by 15 yards, and it'll bring up second down. Billy Akins, Ross Thompson, Marquise Tyus, they were all out there with the coverage, and the deeper portion of the field have been excellent today for ODU.
Yeah, you can tell that the Panthers did their homework, especially in the secondary. They knew going in that this was going to be a team that threw the ball a lot, and that was one of our keys to the game coming in, is that they were going to have to be solid in the secondary and keep the ball in front of them and keep receivers in front of them to get a stop and any chance in this game.
Hand off up the middle, short gain of about 3, maybe 4 on the play to Kevin Miller back out there at running back. And so now here again, the Ohio Dominican defense. We've got a sack out of Demetrius Farmer last time. He'll check into the lineup, and DJ Perdue will check out. 3rd and 7 coming up now for Michigan Tech. Football at the 26-yard line. Fisher and Falish right. David Walter here to the near side. Miller will line up behind Cowie in the backfield. Winky is in motion, H-back to the right. Cowie takes the snap, steps to his right, throws that way, caught right at the first down marker, which is at the 20, and it's going to be a first down. Trey McIntyre's coverage couldn't be any better, but a good throw by Cowie and a fine catch by Ian Fisher will get Michigan Tech a first down.
Right at the 20-yard line, so another trip into the red zone here for the Huskies, threatening to take the lead in this one.
First down and 10, Walter right, Falish and Fisher left. In fact, now Walter will come over here to the near side to make it 3 for Brandon Cowie, who's going to run to the right. He gets to the 20, and they will get him right there. Billy Akins and Brian Hunter come up to make the stop, maybe a yard on the play for Brandon Cowie. Second down and long. It's Michigan Tech offense easily defeating Walsh in the first week, scoring 33 points. Last week scored 28 on a good Ferris defense. Today the Panthers have held them in check to only 10. But the Huskies are threatening here on 2nd and 9 from just inside the 20-yard line. Brandon Cowie takes the snap. Panthers are getting there. They set up a screen. Miller catches it at the 20. 15, 10, 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Michigan Tech. Great play call. The screen. Ohio Dominican had been getting pressure and pressure and pressure.
Right.
And this time they're able to unload it to Miller, who has a receiving touchdown for Michigan Tech, his second of the year, and a point after away for making it a 7-point lead.
Credit those Tech coaches on that play call. When you're getting pressure like that, it opens you up for vulnerability in the passing game when it comes to those screens, and they were able to identify that and sniff it out, and a nice play call by Tech to get in the end zone.
And Josh King's point after is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 2:04 to play third quarter. Michigan Tech back out in front. They lead the Panthers 17-10 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.com.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. Take a look at the GLIAC scoreboard. It's third quarter action, 12:21 to play in the third quarter. Saginaw Valley 13, Walsh 10. Northwood is on top of Ferris State 13-7 with 10:53 in the second quarter to play. And in Division I action, if Clemson keeps their pace, they're going to score 90 points in the football game against South Carolina State. It's halftime, 45-0. Let's go back to Todd and Matt.
All right, thank you, Brent. 2:04 to play here. Michigan Tech back out in front by a score of 17-10. Kickoff is away. High end-over-end kick. Again, we'll sail into the end zone where Asaias Chapman will stay right there. And the Panthers will scrimmage from the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Michigan Tech taking that lead on the 19-yard pass from Brandon Cowie to Kevin Miller. They rumbled five plays for 30 yards and only a minute 50. The Josh King point after was good, giving us this 17-10 score. And I think for me, Todd, on that last drive by Michigan Tech, The frustrating thing about that was is they started out with a short field, and it wasn't because of any Panthers mistake.
Right.
You have to credit the Michigan Tech special teams on that last punt and pinning the Panthers back within their own one-yard line, and the Panthers were unable to really get it out very well and get many yards on that series. They were forced into a punt directly into the wind, and but the circumstances of this weather, Michigan Tech had a short field, so you know, they got the short field, but it was nothing that the Panthers did wrong.
And on first down, Colson going to try and sweep left and nothing doing. Tech defense had that smothered from the word go. That is Cody Goldsworthy, the end on that side that came up to help make the tackle that time for Michigan Tech, and a loss of a half yard for E.J. Colson to bring up second down at 11. Clock rolling now towards 1:40 left here in the third quarter, 17-10, Michigan Tech with the lead. Two receivers near side, one to the left. Two in the backfield for Grant Russell, who will take the snap, play fake, steps up, throws left, caught by Justin Davis, and he's going to be hit and just fights just to get back to the line of scrimmage. And Tech all of a sudden with a little bit of momentum. Nick Brajack over there on the tackle, senior linebacker out of Munster, Indiana. Third down and 10 now for ODU. And, boy, if they don't pick up a first down here,
yeah,
the offensive Tech's going to be right back out there. And, again, they'll have good field position because the Panthers are back at their own 25. Petrella, Contini, and Stanford are a trio of receivers here on the near side on third down and 10. They need the 35 for a first down. Justin Davis stays in the backfield to the left of Grant Russell. Lorenz snaps it back. Grant looking over the middle. Now will fire off the fingertips of Mercier. It was a little bit high and incomplete. And just like that, the Tech defense is going to get the football back to their offense. The Panthers run hardly any time off the clock. They don't move it. And Tech's going to get back with a seven-point lead.
And I think, additionally, the defense didn't get much of a break.
Yeah, yeah.
Granted, that last drive that Tech had that resulted in a touchdown was only five plays, but still the hardly gave the defense any time to reset and discuss any type of game plan here for the next series.
So Justin Bonchek back out there as Aaron Stevens will snap it. Ian Fisher back near his own 45-yard line. Justin takes it, a little bit of a rugby-style punt. This time Justin gets one high into the air that Fisher will fair catch at his own 49-yard line. Good job by Justin Bonchek, best you could hope for there. And with 48 seconds to play in the third quarter, Michigan Tech with a seven-point lead will have the football just inside their own territory, and now they've got an opportunity to put a little distance between themselves and the Panthers. Both teams coming in with identical 1-1 records. And when you look up and down the board, the Panthers still with two tough games remaining against Grand Valley State and also with Ashland at the end of the season. The Michigan Tech Huskies still have coming up a game with Ashland on the docket. So a big game for both of these teams here today. And on first down, they'll hand it to John Williams. Tries to go to his left, made one man miss, and gets all the way to the Panther 45-yard line, a gain of six on first down for John Williams. He and Kevin Miller have been rotating, and now Williams up to 50 yards on the day with that six-yard run.
How nice would a good old turnover be right now for the Panthers defense?
Oh, all right. Second down.
First one of the day for either team.
Second down and four from the ODU 45-yard line. Fisher comes in motion. Cowie play fakes to him. Now steps up, throws back over here to the left. Incomplete. And it'll be third down, and a great job again by Demetrius Farmer, and Cowie isn't getting up. He is holding his left arm and shoulder very gingerly. Their backup quarterback is Isaiah Hackney. He is a senior. And Brandon Cowie, boy, the Panthers have been getting some heat on, and they're going to let the, well, they can't let the clock expire because that was an incomplete pass. I don't think Cowie.
I'm surprised they're letting him stay out there.
Yeah. I mean, this has got to be a handoff, wouldn't you think? Play clock is already at 13. Cowie's going to hurry him up now and try and tough this play out. 8 seconds to play in the third quarter. John Williams is in the backfield. Well, let's see here. Cowie on third down. He'll take it. Panthers are coming. He's going to let it go down the left sideline. Way overthrown the intended receiver of David Walter. And with 4 seconds to go in the quarter, Michigan Tech will kick the football away, I would assume. Fourth down and four.
Cowie's still kind of hanging that left arm a little bit like he's got.
Yep, certainly is.
some sort of injury going on there.
So he'll check out of the game as well the rest of the offense. And Ryan Van Gilsum, who did a great job of pinning the Panthers in a moment ago, two kicks for an average of 40.5. Billy Aiken standing back at his own 10. End-over-end kick. Aikens will let it sail over his head, get in the end zone, and it did. And that will expire the third quarter. When we come back, Ohio Dominican will have it with the wind, trailing 17-10 as they'll have it at their own 20-yard line. Back after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Score update for you. Third quarter action, 10-18. Saginaw Valley 13, Walsh 10. And in the second quarter, 6:55 to go. Ferris State takes their first lead of the game against Northwood, 14-13. Back to Todd and Matt.
All right, thank you very much. Start of the fourth quarter here. Todd Bell, Matt Natale. Final 15, I think. 17-10 to go.
Yeah, we're in for a good treat here in the fourth quarter, only down by seven. Some got some decent field position here after a good stop on defense, and let's get this thing going.
Grant Russell on first down. We'll hand it off. That is Justin Davis with a nice run on first down over the 25 to the 26. Gain of six on first down for Justin Davis. Panthers will have the wind at their back for this entire fourth quarter. Not quite as gusty as it has been at times today, but still is a factor. Second down and four coming up for ODU. Ball in the middle of the field as Davis will take it. Big hole this time. Ahead to the 35 to the 36-yard line, leaving Michigan Tech defenders in the way. And a first down run for Justin Davis. And a good couple of plays to start the fourth quarter for Ohio Dominican. So it'll be first down and 10. Football at the 38-yard line, and Grant Russell takes it. They'll give it to Davis again. Off to the left side, but this time runs right into linebacker Marvin Wright for only a 2-yard gain to the 39-yard line. Panthers trailing 17-10. Last week never trailed in the game against Finley. Bolted out to a 28-3 lead. Oilers twice, got it back to within five, but each time the Panthers extended it back out to what was the final, a 12-point win. Now today they've got a play from behind here in the fourth quarter, down by a score. Two receivers right, one over here to the near side on second down and eight for Grant Russell. Takes it, fake pump left, he's got Contini wide open downfield, he drops it at the 30-yard line. It would have been 6 points.
What a tough break on that one.
The hitch and go. Contini had the freshman Tidwell beat by 5 yards. And if Corey catches it, it's still a celebration in the end zone. But now you got to bounce back and you got to pick up a first down here on third down and eight.
Run it again.
You can almost hear the fans below. They realize it's important. They're trying to get behind their offense here to pick up this third down play. They need the 47-yard line for a first down. Grant Russell will take it. The Huskies are coming from his right, going deep again for Contini, but this time it's a little bit overthrown. They missed him over here on the 25-yard line, and it'll be fourth down, and after gaining one first down, the punting unit will come back out onto the field. Sidwell's coverage a little tighter that time, and again, the ball was overthrown by 3 or 4 yards.
A little bit of a different style play, but going into the wind like that, I'm thinking Grant might have been able to put a little bit of extra mustard or take something off of it.
Yeah, it's hard, too, to judge with the wind.
Yeah.
See a lot of guys coming up to Contini over here on the sideline trying to pick the spirits up of the youngster from Dover. Fourth down and eight, Justin Boncheck back to punt from his own 25. He gets a nice snap and a good kick with that wind this time, driving Fisher back to his 20 where he'll fair catch it right there. That'll be a 41-yard punt by Justin Boncheck, and it's going to be up to the defense now three and out maybe once, twice today. That's been it. So they're going to have to come up with a play here and not let Michigan Tech get some field position here.
Yeah.
You hit about the midfield and a punt, that doesn't do you any good. You're still starting back in your own territory. So let's see if we can get that three and out and force Michigan Tech to punt into that wind.
And it looks like Brandon Cowie is back out there on the field for Tech, and whatever issue he had health-wise on the last series seems to be resolved.
John Williams back in there at running back. They'll hand it off up the middle. In fact, that's Kevin Miller. I take that back. And a short run straight up the middle for Miller at 6'1", 210. And the touchdown catch on a screen that gave them the lead here at 17-10 back in the third quarter. Gain of three for Kevin Miller on first down. Ball out near the 23-yard line. Ben Hartley, along with Fisher and Fallish, near side wide receivers. Walter and Winkie to the left. Empty backfield here on second down. That is not Brandon Cowie, by the way. And a snap up the middle by Hackney, and he's going to run out to the 29-yard line. They look similar.
Yeah.
Hackney is 6'2", 210. But Brandon Harrer, I beg your pardon, Isaiah Hackney, quarterback out of Grand, Michigan, took that play. And now Cowie is back out there. So on a run play, a designed quarterback run play, they wanted Hackney out there. And now Cowie in what might be either third and one, he's back out there. Kevin Miller is the eye back. Big play. Third and a yard from the 29. Cowie on a long count. Survey. Puts the mouthpiece in and takes the snap. He'll run speed option left. The pitch out there. Miller's got it at a first down. 30, 35, 40, and stumbled down at the 44-yard line. A gain of 15. Well, they stuck with the run option type play with Brandon Cowie. Made a good pitch. Panthers didn't take the pitch, man. First down, Michigan Tech.
That would have been big to get a stop there and actually have Michigan Tech punting into the wind, but that's not the case there with the nice play call with that speed option for the 15-yard gain and a first down approaching midfield.
So first down and 10 for the Huskies out near the 45-yard line. Sherman now goes in motion to the left, handoff up the middle. Miller hit right at the line of scrimmage and able to fight forward for about three, and it'll be second down and six or seven now coming up for the Michigan Tech Huskies. Well, this game has been pretty much like I thought it would be. Game in the high teens, low 20s, somewhere in there with 11-10 to play in the fourth quarter. Both teams, in terms of the turnover game, playing mistake-free. Panthers, after tying it up, watch Michigan Tech take the lead here 17-10. Now the defense has got to get a stop. Ball out near midfield on second and seven, and it'll be Hackney again back out there. He'll run it up to the 50, to the 49-yard line. And so, boy, now you're the Panthers. Got to be on your toes to keep track of which quarterback is out there. And you would think they would want Hackney to throw one just to show that he might throw a ball, because he's been out there twice and he's run it twice. Third down and a long 3-4 yards coming up now for Tech. Cowie is back out there. Kirkland at wide receiver left. There's another one over there as well, and I believe that is Fallish. Two to the near side. Huskies need the 45 for a first down going into the wind. Play clock at 8 as Cowie marks out the signals. Takes the snap. Looks left. He'll run up in the hole. Panthers have got him for a loss and then drive him backwards at the 49-yard line. Nick Isaacs was the first to hit him, and that'll force the Huskies into a punt.
Huge play by Nick Isaacs down the stretch here. First time we've called his name today, but a little delayed run, a little draw there, quarterback draw, and Panthers defense snuffed it out. Fourth down and long, forcing Michigan Tech here into a punt situation, and now they got to deal with the wind in their face.
Van Gelsum standing back at his own 35-yard line. Billy Akins to receive it. Panthers are coming. They don't get there. Punt is away, and Billy Akins will field a fair catch at the 15-yard line. Let's pause now for station identification. 9:31 to play in the fourth quarter. Panthers trail 17-10.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Brent Ford back at our studios. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast so far today, wherever you are. 9:31 to play in the fourth quarter, and Ohio Dominican at home trailing 17-10 to Michigan Tech. We'll have it at their own 15-yard line. Justin Davis will be the running back here, as the Panthers will have three wide receivers and an H-back, Aaron Stevens, on the left. Russell from the far side hash mark gives it off Justin Davis, tries to make a move, and got submarine pretty quickly. Short gain, if anything, maybe one or two for Justin Davis on the first down play. Fielding Benjoin, a junior defensive tackle out of Kingsford, Michigan, up there to make the tackle that time for Michigan Tech. Huskies on the season, allowing 18.5 points per game, holding the Panthers to just 10. Second down play, Russell running for his life near side, 15-20. Got a great block, upended, lands on his head out of bounds. He pops up. I think he, well,
might have it.
Might have the first down, and he does.
Yep.
Not a advised play by Grant, but it got us a first down, and he's healthy, so I liked it. And the fans applaud as well. Under 9 minutes to go in the game, and the Panthers down 7. We'll have a first down at the 25-yard line. Boy, the athleticism of Grant Russell to avoid that oncoming rusher. From the near side hash mark, first down at 10. Russell will hand it off to Justin Davis, and again, up into the hole, and those short little quick hitters up the middle that were getting 4 and 5 yards earlier are getting one, maybe two, here in this fourth quarter now.
And we're running out of time.
8:30 and counting. Well, the one thing you know now, if you're the Panthers, once you get it past midfield, you can start to think about four downs.
Right.
You're going to go for it, probably.
Right.
They got ways to go right now. Still 60, 75 yards in front of them. Second down and 9. Football at the 26-yard line for Grant Russell and the Panther offense. Takes the shotgun snap. He will look downfield, will throw, and it'll be a sliding catch by Jacob Mercier. First down, 39-yard line, a pickup of 13. Mercier, who has the lone Panther touchdown reception today, will move the chain.
And the Panthers are right back to the line of scrimmage. They're ready to go.
Sophomore out of Bishop Hartley with a very nice sliding catch. Good throw by Russell, who hung in that pocket. First down and 10. Grant will take a knee-high snap, look left now, will run, leaps forward, and picks up 6. Out near the 44-yard line. You're pointing at Corey Contini, who was open, but by the time that he broke open, there was defenders there.
Yeah.
So Grant took it and ran.
Smart decision by Grant not to try to force that one.
In fact, it was a 5-yard gain as they put the nose of the football at the 48-yard line. Looking at the sideline, Austin Ernst and Parker Carmichael, the backup quarterback, signal into plays here to Grant Russell on second down and 5. ODU trail 17-10. Grant takes it, looks left, has Cantini at midfield, out of bounds. First down, ODU. Boy, Tidwell was laying way off of Cantini that time, almost respecting that deep threat capability. Grant saw him right away. 6 yards, first down, Panthers.
I like this Cantini-Tidwell matchup here. I think they should keep going over there. We saw in the last series that Cantini almost had him beat for a long touchdown, just couldn't hold on to the ball.
First down right at midfield. ODU trailing by 7, under 7 minutes to play. Grant Russell standing on the 45, will keep it. Looking to his right, steps up, now throws over the middle. Contini catch, 35 for the Michigan Tech, 33. Another first down, Ohio Dominican, 17 yards. Russell to Contini. I thought Grant was going to take it and run. Maybe he was, and then he saw Corey open.
Yeah, streaking right across the middle there, followed his quarterback across the field as Grant rolled out of the pocket, and another connection there for Corey Cantini and Grant Russell. Cantini, his third catch on the day.
First down and 10, Panthers, 33-yard line of Michigan Tech. Ohio Dominican trailing here 17-10. Grant with Justin Davis to his right. Fake pump. Grant back to his right. Caught Dar Stanford. 20 down to the 18-yard line. 16 more for ODU. And after his best career day last week, Dar's been quiet today, but made a great catch in traffic there.
And Grant Russell able to find his open receivers. We were talking about the completion rate there from the first half. Looking pretty good on this drive.
Dar will check out, a little dinged up. Matt Petrella back into the lineup. He and Mercier right. Stevens and Contini left. First down at 10 from the 18th. Speed option. Quick pitch over here to Davis. Turns up field 15. Lowers his shoulder to the 11. Down to the 10-yard line. Short of the first down. The offense is looking like it did in the first quarter. Clicking on all cylinders here. It'll be second down and a 1 yard to go from the 10.
They definitely have Michigan Tech back on its heels on defense right now. All the momentum right now is in the Panthers' favor. They just need to get it punched into the end zone.
Justin Davis straight up the middle. He's going to roll over the pile, still searching for room, and he's got the first down, I think. The whistle's never blew. Justin was up on top of that pile and just kind of kept rolling over it. Boy, they've got him short of the first down marker, so it'll be third and inches. Matt Barber will check in. Jacob Mercier will check out as the Panthers will go to a bigger lineup. Time running down, closing in on 5 minutes to go. And this would be four down territory here for ODU. Petrella will line up right. Corey Tentini left. Stevens and Barber are tight to the line of scrimmage. And Justin Davis will line up to the right of Grant Russell. Junior quarterback on third down and one brings Tentini in motion. Fake it to him. Gives to Justin Davis. Slides off the left side. And I don't know that he got it. And I think he's going to lose a little bit. And by a little bit, maybe the football. It'll be fourth down and one for ODU. 4:35 and counting here in the fourth quarter, and maybe not a bad time to use a timeout here to make sure you get your best play call in. Panthers have all three timeouts. Fourth down and a little more than a yard here. This might be the ball game for ODU, trailing by seven here late fourth quarter.
Haven't seen that little jet sweep yet today. I'm wondering if that's in the cards here.
This has got to be Grant Russell. He's going to take the shotgun snap. He's going to follow Justin Davis to the left. Michigan Tech's got him stopped. He loses 2 yards, and Michigan Tech will get the football. Well, they went with Russell on the student body left, and Michigan Tech had it snipped out. And a great drive by ODU is going to end in turning it over on downs at the 12-yard line. And now the defense, with 4:01 to play in the game, have to absolutely get a three and out here and get the football back for the offense.
Be a good time for that turnover we were talking about.
Keep asking. It'll come.
A nice little pick six. How about that?
Brandon Cowie. Boy, if they're throwing the football here, that would be a surprise. Cowie is back out there at quarterback. Walter in motion. Ball near side hash mark on first down. They hit it to John Williams. Nice throw on to the right side. He's got a first down. Out to the 25-yard line on the first down play. And that Michigan Tech offensive line that has struggled a little bit here today opened up a nice hole that time for John Williams.
John Williams out there just has that low center of gravity, and he just looks like a wrecking ball once he gets out in the open field. Does a really nice job of protecting the ball. I think there were three Panthers on there that had a hand in on there, trying to get it stripped. But the strength there of John Williams was very noticeable, that he was going to go down with the football no matter what.
So first down from just across the 25-yard line. At least they got a first down on their very first play. Now Cowie doing a good job, veteran, letting that play clock wind down. It's Williams on the delay up into the hole, and he covers it up with both hands out to the 34-yard line. Gain of 6 on the first down run for Williams, and that Panther defense trying to be aggressive right now, and Michigan Tech using that to the advantage and opening up nice holes. 3 minutes to go, and the Panthers down 7. Well, somebody's got to make a play here on defense. If the Panthers can get a stop here, you would expect a timeout to be called. Play clock at 14 as the Huskies will break their huddle and work towards the line. And again, Cowie staring straight forward, watching that play clock wind down. Second down and a long 3. Out of the pistol, handoff Williams, going right. Oh, was he plugged, but he's going to have a first down. Marquise Tyus was there. Paul Wesselhoff was there. Williams hung on to the football and is going to get Tech a first down right at the marker. And that's a key one right there.
Yeah.
Now the clock will start with 2:20 to play in the game. Ohio Dominican down 7. And now the Huskies, with one more first down here, would be able to run this thing out, because now the Panthers are going to have to burn those timeouts.
Yep.
17-10 Michigan Tech. Panthers had the football inside the 10, but could not convert on a third and short, and then a fourth and 2. First down and 10, Michigan Tech. 2 receivers to the left for Cowie, who again will give to John Williams. This time they've got him. Ross Thompson at the line of scrimmage. Timeout, Ohio Dominican. 1:51 to play, fourth quarter. Michigan Tech 17, Ohio Dominican 10. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way. I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Score update for you. Fourth quarter, 13:03 to play. Saginaw Valley 20, Walsh 10. Ferris State still on top of Northwood, 14-13. Let's go back to Panther Stadium.
1:51 to go here, and the Panthers trying to come up with some sort of play to get the football back. Michigan Tech trying to run out the clock. Panthers have two timeouts left, but a huge play on first down. It'll be second and 11.
Yeah, got long, second and long. Here for the Huskies offense. Panthers defense has done such a good job today. We need another stand here. Try to get a stop and get the ball back.
One more first down for Tech. Should just about do it. They'll go offset eye pistol. This time, Srebanali, fullback, is out there. Williams lining up behind the quarterback, Cowie, who will take play action pass. Roll into this near side. Throw, caught, 42-yard line. Well shy of the first down, but inbounds. And now Ohio Dominican will burn its second timeout. Michigan Tech will have third and six when we come back with 1:45 to play in the game. Panthers trail 7 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. No score updates in the GLIAC. They're same about a minute ago, but in Division I, third quarter, 6:09, Clemson is on top of South Carolina State, 52-0. Todd and Matt.
Third down play coming up. What those first two plays did, Matt, was force Michigan Tech into making a decision here. Do they just keep it on the ground and try and run clock, or do they go to the air here and try and win this football game with one more first down?
Yeah, this is huge, and you can hear the Panthers fans are getting into it. Defense out there waving their arms to get the crowd loud.
Tech needs the 47 for a first down. They will go empty backfield. Five wide receivers for Brandon Cowie on third and five. Throws left. Caught. Fisher. Fallish, I should say. Right at the first down marker.
That's a terrible spot.
And it is a first down.
That's a terrible spot.
And that should just about do it. Brandon Cowie hit David Fallish in perfect stride right at the first down marker. And the Panthers are going to use their final timeout with 1:35 to go in the game. Coverage was right there with Fallish, but he was able to make it and get forward enough to get the spot for the first down. And now, barring a disaster for Michigan Tech, they should make the 731-mile trip from Houghton to Columbus and go home with a victory. No more timeouts for Ohio Dominican. The game clock at 1:35, and three knees should do it.
Yep.
So it'll be first down, football just shy of the 48-yard line. If Brandon Cowie credit, dinged up at the end of the third quarter, and he has remained in there, and they will line up in their victory formation, and again, a couple of knees should do it. Michigan Tech will improve to 2-1 on the season. Huskies, they will be on the road again next week at Hillsdale. They've got one more big one coming up at home against Ashland in the last weekend of October. And they've got a great opportunity now to, at the very least, if they take care of business, save and they lose to Ashland, to finish with only two losses on the season. And when you look at it this year with the top five teams in the conference, you get three of them out there with no losses, one loss, two losses, they're probably going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But now the Panthers are going to be saddled with two, with still two huge games with Grand Valley State and Ashland at the end of the year. And the Panthers will have to be flawless the rest of the way out if they want to think about postseason this year. And one more time, Tech will have to snap the football. And that will wrap things up here today. Huskies will come up to the line. Cowie now looks and sees that the official, for whatever reason, had him reset the game clock. And that's going to do it. They don't have to snap it again. Final score today, Michigan Tech 17, Ohio Dominican 10. Stay tuned. We'll have the comments from head coach Kelly Cummings coming up in our postgame. It starts now with Brent Ford back in the studios.
All right. Thank you, Todd. It sure does. The Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show presented by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom. When we come back, we'll go back out to Todd and Matt with head coach Kelly Cummings after this on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now, it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Your online broadcast home of Ohio Dominican Athletics is PressBoxProductions.net. During the football season, you'll get up-to-the-minute information with Panthers Daily. Archives of every game, including condensed highlight versions of every game, become available the following Monday. And don't forget to vote in the weekly fan polls. Just visit the opponent's game page for all the audio. Plus, every Thursday during the season at 7 p.m., it's Inside Panthers Football with Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Don't miss a minute of the action. Go to PressBoxProductions.net today.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000. Or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Back here in the Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. I'm Brent Ford. Let's go back out to the field with Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Final score today, Michigan Tech 17, Ohio Dominican 10. Matt standing by with head coach Kelly Cummings.
Coach, this one has to be pretty tough. Right there in the end, right in it, we had the chance on third down and then chance on fourth down and was unable to convert. What is the thought right now on this game and how it kind of progressed there at the end, knowing you were right there in it?
Yeah, I should have called timeout on that fourth down, and it was a play that I didn't, you know, that I didn't want looking back. But you know, one of those things. And so we had plenty of opportunities. And like I said, after the first half, we left plays out on the field in that first half, and we certainly left plays out on the field here in the second half. And against a great team, an elite team like Michigan Tech, you cannot do those things and expect to win games, no matter how tight a game that it was. You can't make mistakes like that and expect to win. And like I said, we had too many busts on third down on defense. We had too many, basically drop balls on offensively, and those were the things that ended up beating us in the end.
Do you take any solace or silver lining in the fact that against a great team like Michigan Tech, you kind of held them in check, their lowest point total of the season, got good pressure on the quarterback, you were up against a great quarterback, and kind of held them in check?
Hey, you know, you're only as good as your last one, right? Right.
All right, thanks, Coach. We'll see you next week.
All right, Panthers fall today 17-10. We'll have some numbers for you here in a moment. Final thoughts from you, though, partner, as ODU falls a tough one here today. Now they got to regroup, and again, as we said, if you want to think about postseason, of course, we're allowed to do that. We're allowed to think 9 weeks down the road rather than next week's game against Saginaw Valley, but saw a lot of good things, some things that kind of got away. As Coach said, you look back in a game that's a one-score game, there's always going to be a lot of plays you can look back at that might have made a difference in the contest.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to take a look at this game and point to the play where Grant had Corey Cantini wide open, and it just was right off his fingertips. But there's a lot of plays that you could take a look at. That's just one that happened at the end when the game was tight and we were driving and hoping to get into the end zone to tie it. You know, you could go back and look at the film. I'm sure the coaches will, and they'll have a whole bunch of plays circled. But this one is a tough one, knowing that we were right there in the game at the end trying to threaten to score, and we're just unable to convert on third and fourth down. I think this is going to be a hard one for them to sit on getting ready for Saginaw next week.
All right, partner, we'll see you there.
All right, thanks very much.
All right, Ohio Dominican loses today 17-10. The final numbers today, total offense, Ohio Dominican ran 70 plays for 300 yards. Michigan Tech today ran 63 plays, 301 yards. So 1 yard of total offense separated these two teams. For Michigan Tech today, through the air, Brandon Cowie was 18 of 24, meaning he was only, 4 of 8 in the second half. 172 yards of passing today. Their leading receiver, David Walter, had 4 catches, 55 yards. Ian Fisher had 4 for 42. Kevin Miller, running back, 2 for 20, and the game-winning touchdown. On the ground today, 39 rushes, 129 yards for Michigan Tech. John Williams, 18 carries for 74 yards, their leading rusher on the day. For Ohio Dominican today, through the air, Grant Russell, 19 of 34 passing, no interceptions, 163 yards, and 1 touchdown. Dar Stanford, 5 catches for 45. Justin Davis, 4 for 22. Corey Contini, 3 for 37. And Jacob Mercier, 2 for 35 in the Panthers' lone touchdown. On the ground today, 36 rushes, 137 yards. Quarterback Grant Russell, the leading rusher for ODU, 13 carries for 60 yards. Justin Davis had 16 carries for 58 yards on the day. The third down conversions on the day, Ohio Dominican 7 of 15, Michigan Tech was 5 of 11. Time of possession, 32-17 for Michigan Tech, 27-43 for Ohio Dominican. The red zone chances, 3 for 3 for Tech, 1 for 2 for Ohio Dominican. And the penalties today, 1 penalty against Tech for 10 yards, 2 penalties against Ohio Dominican for 21 yards on the day. Defensively, Trey McIntyre led Ohio Dominican with 10 tackles. Ross Thompson had 9. So did Cameron Cole. Marvin Wright ended up with 11 tackles and a tackle and a half for loss for Michigan Tech. Scoring, Alex Sherbinow, a 2-yard touchdown run at 8:41 in the first quarter, made it 7-0. Justin Bonchek, a 29-yard field goal at 2:39 in the first quarter, made it 7-3 Tech. 7:58 to play in the second quarter. Josh King, a 34-yard field goal, 10-3 at the half. In the third, Ohio Dominican's Jacob Mercier caught a 22-yard touchdown pass from Grant Russell at 9:52 to tie the game at 10. And then with 2:04 to go, Michigan Tech's Kevin Miller, a 19-yard touchdown reception from Brandon Cowie to make it 17-10. Panthers' only threat after that came in the red zone, where they turned it over on downs near the 10-yard line. Michigan Tech is now 2-1. And they will be in action at Hillsdale next week. Ohio Dominican falls to 1-2. They will be on the road at Saginaw Valley next Saturday for another night game, 7 p.m. kick. And our pregame show will kick off or get underway or do one of those things at 6:30. And now the rain starts here at Ohio Dominican. Well, at least it waited until the game was over. Final score here, Michigan Tech 17, Ohio Dominican 10. Stay tuned. Brent Ford will wrap things up from back at our studios. For Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell saying so long from Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther.
Let us pray for our friends and family whom we have hurt. Merciful Father, we travel together on earth, yet we struggle with loneliness and self-centeredness. Please heal us and help us to forgive each other. Make our souls as fresh as the morning. Make our hearts as innocent as the lamb. May we have your peace inside our hearts and our minds and outside in our world today and forever. Amen.
Associates Title Search Services, serving title companies and law firms in Central Ohio since 1995. That's Willard & Associates at willardandassociates@gmail.com.
Hey everybody, my name is Father Innocent,
and I'm Brother Angelus,
and we're inviting you to join us every Sunday at 4:30 p.m. for Icons Impact. We speak with guests who are making an impact in the world, because Christ has first made an impact on them. These are men and women from all walks of life who share and give authentic witness to Christ at work in their lives. Icons Impact is Sunday afternoons at 4:30, right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
The Spa at River Ridge, a luxurious hair salon and day spa in Dublin, offering hair, nail, and skin care and massage with tranquil pond views in a gorgeous new facility. Details online at thespaatriverridge.com.
Welcome back inside the Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show. Brent Ford with you here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. Again, Ohio Dominican falling to Michigan Tech 17-10, and Ohio Dominican falls to 1-2 on the season, and so that helps. Doesn't help in the divisional play because Michigan Tech is in the Northern Division as Ohio Dominican is in the South. But other games currently still underway in the fourth quarter, 9:19 to play. It's Saginaw Valley, who is Ohio Dominican's next opponent when they go on the road next Saturday night, is on top of Walsh at Walsh, 20-17. Start of the third quarter, it is Ferris State, 14, Northwood 13 in that matchup. Northwood has been, they were in control most of that first half, and then Ferris State decided to come back a little bit and just said, oh, this isn't gonna happen. So it's a close battle there at Northwood. Other games kicking off later today in the GLIAC. Hillsdale will be at Tiffin at a 3 p.m. kickoff. That one in about a half hour. Tonight at 6, it'll be Lake Erie at Wayne State, Michigan. Two games slated for 7 o'clock. It's Northern Michigan at Grand Valley State, Findlay at Ashland. Other scores in Division I football. Ohio is taking on Tennessee, the 15th-ranked Vols, and the Bobcats are down by 2 in the third quarter with 8:19 to play in that quarter, 14-12. They're down by 2 to Tennessee. And, of course, Louisville still on top and in control of the number 2 team, Florida State. The Seminoles are down 42-10 in that matchup. And Clemson obviously still in control of the South Carolina State game. They're up 59-90 at halftime. They were on pace to get the win and score 90 points in the game if they continued the way that they were going scoring-wise in this second half. And so far, they're going to hold true to that. There's only 55 seconds left in the third quarter, but there's a lot of football left to be played, and obviously they can put up a lot of points in that game. And if you're a Buckeye fan, they'll be taking on Oklahoma. They're out at Oklahoma, Ohio State, 7 o'clock kickoff here tonight. I believe that game is on Fox, so good place to catch up on that one. ODU, Ohio Dominican, will be on the road next week to Saginaw Valley. That game slated to kick off at 7 p.m. The Buffalo Wild Wings countdown to kickoff show will begin at 6:30, and I'll be with you here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio for that, starting at 6:30 next Saturday night. The Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom. I'm Brent Ford saying goodbye from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican Panthers football has been brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna, wings, beer, sports, City Barbecue, the best barbecue in the city, Dairy Queen, remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food, Education First, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio, Jimmy John's, click, order, eat, Kimball West, your partner in performance, Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, connect your passion with a purpose. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. For more information on today's game, visit the online home of the Panthers, OhioDominicanPanthers.com.